League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the killer bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Mailbag Monday. You can ask the Killer Bees whatever you want. 713-780-ESPN. The HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Let's kick off our Monday mailbag with Roy. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Roy, you're in the hive of the Killer Bees. What's your question for the Killer Bees?
My question is, why did that not show every angle of that touchdown that we had in the fourth quarter? They only showed just one part when his knee went down. I mean, his arm was surely across when his knee went down. Why didn't show one angle of it?
Thank you, Roy, for the question. He's talking about Chris Moore's almost touchdown. Chris Moore thought he had the entire Texans thought they had the touchdown.
They sure did. They were sending the kicking unit onto the field.
Fairbairn and the whole operation was heading to the field. I didn't think he was in. I thought that the side judge got the call right. The replay angles, I thought that they had. And to Roy's point, he feels like they didn't show them all. I feel like he wasn't in. I thought it was Lovie Smith with a good idea not to challenge because you did end up needing your timeouts. Now, he wasted one right there on fourth down. I would also say this, that the Texans-Cowboys was not very high on the pecking order when it comes to Fox. And a lot of times, the best crews are the ones that have the best production teams, the sideline, like the pylon cameras, more cameras on the field, in the stands, that sort of thing. Usually, whenever you're pretty far down the pecking order, you don't have all the bells and whistles from the production team point of view. I would say that also came into play.
Yeah, I mean, but I think there's also NFL specs that have to be met in terms of cameras and, you know, the replay booth and all those things. But I hear what Roy's saying, because the one thing that I did question was, give me a camera angle down the goal line where I could see if he did reach over.
Pylon
because,
cam.
Because like you, I saw the knee go down. I was like, maybe they just missed that, and maybe the officials just felt like it was already over the goal. It wasn't worth replaying. But then I'm like, well, then make sure you have all, because I think the NFL in the future has to add a camera. I think they have to add like an aerial down the goal line.
I think
line.
They should all have pylon cameras.
And the pylon's one thing, but I think an aerial, we would call it a high slash that's unmanned. You could just have a camera that shoots right down the goal line, so that when you match it up with when the knee hit the ground, you can see where it translates to ball and goal line. It's an easier call to make.
Yeah, they should. I agree with you. Like, there's no reason that they shouldn't have that stuff.
It's the NFL. They got money coming out of their ear.
Just force the stadium to put one in place. Yeah. Like, I do think that they should have that. I don't think Chris Moore was in. I don't mind that Lovie Smith didn't use the challenge there either, because he needed the timeouts. Now, he did waste one on fourth down. Speaking of that, Jasper is asking us, 713-780-ESPN, Mailbag Monday, 713-780-3776. On that terrible execution on a fourth and goal out of a timeout, I mean, how are the QB and RB not on the same page on the biggest play of the game? So my real question is that just a quarterback that we need? Or does that play prove we need a new offensive coordinator, since the offense doesn't seem to be very coordinated?
I don't know that it proves it. Maybe it solidified it even more.
I think he meant to say a quarterback that was new.
I just think we've already discussed the fact that Pep's not the right guy for the job, no matter who's got the job next year.
Yeah.
It's just that we discussed the play calling on the last two plays. And as you said, if you're going to run the same play twice, you would think the second time around they could figure some stuff out.
I don't think it was a good play call. You're running sprint option there. The third and goal, by the way, from the one with Rex Burkhead was a worse play call.
Yep.
I think this was actually more on Driscoll, though. Like, I don't like the play call, but I think it's more on Driscoll.
Yeah,
on Driscoll.
I think he was a little confused on what
he ran the wrong way.
Yeah.
And he ran the wrong way twice.
That's if you go watch, twice is a bigger deal.
Go watch the fourth down before they called the timeout. It looked to me to be the same exact play. Driscoll went the wrong way, and then the real play after the timeout, same exact formation. The right guard was pulling the same exact way, tight end pulling the same exact way, and Driscoll still went the wrong
Couldn't
way.
Couldn't that also be on coaching for someone to catch that and go, hey,
should have been
Jeff, are you aware of the fact that...
I thought that too.
Yeah.
I thought that too, but I'm putting, if there's more blame there, I got to give it to Driscoll, slightly more blame. 713-780-3776, our mailbag Monday. Back out to the HRMP listener line for Jimmy. Jimmy, what's your question for the Killer Bees?
Hey, guys. I'm a Texans fan. I'm anti-Cowboys, but seeing yesterday's game against the worst team in the NFL, is it safe to say that the Cowboys are in playoff form to be bounced out?
I mean, if it continues like this, I think I just said it a segment ago. They keep doing, if they do this again, they could get one and done real quick. That for all the grandiose expectations and talk of Cowboys and Super Bowl and Cowboys and NFC Championship game, your quarterback, who is your franchise quarterback, making a boatload of money, didn't look like he belongs in the playoffs. Your running game, which was supposed to run roughshod over one of the worst run defenses in the league, looked stifled all day long. You got a lot of work to do if you're a Cowboys fan between now and the start of the playoffs.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say this was like their look-ahead game. I know that they only play Jacksonville next week. They have Philly coming up in a couple of weeks. I feel like they didn't take the Texans seriously.
Jacksonville just beat Tennessee, so you got to pay attention to them.
Are you taking Tennessee seriously? Like, I mean, there's a lot that's kind of a...
They're Derrick Henry, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whatever. From the Cowboys' point of view, like, I'm going to give them this one benefit of the doubt. Like, the Cowboys have still won four games in a row. The Cowboys are still 10-3 in the NFL. Now, Brendan's had this take for a while where there's NFC good and there's good, and he doesn't believe in the NFC, but somebody's got to come out of the NFC. I'm going to give the Cowboys this one game. Say, it was a look ahead. They didn't really take the Texans seriously. But if I see more of that at Dak, if I see Dak going to Jacksonville and he's trash next week for back-to-back weeks... Yeah, I'm probably shorting the Cowboys in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, you're supposed to fine-tune it between now and the start of the playoffs. But this, when you're continually asking yourself which Cowboys team's going to show up, the team that blew the doors off of Minnesota or the team that was sparring with the Texans for more than 3.5 quarters, that's a problem. That's not a team that you should take seriously as a Super Bowl contender, even if they make the playoffs.
713-780-ESPN, our mailbag Monday. What's your question for the Killer Bees? Or on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. BH says, when do you put up your Christmas tree and take it down?
Well, I'm not one of those early tree up guys. I think you go holiday by holiday.
Same.
To me, once Thanksgiving is over, you can consider putting the tree up. And then I think the tree lasts through New Year's. And then anytime after New Year's, whenever you got time, you take it down.
I'm a Thanksgiving or after put it up, and I'm a New Year's Day shouldn't be up after that. But agree with you, sometimes the other things take priority. Yeah. If it's January 5th, January 6th, whatever. 713-780-ESPN, Mailbag Monday. What's your question for the Killer Bees?
Real or
fake? 713-780-3776. I'm a fake guy. I like my trees fake.
Trees, right? We're talking about trees. I want to be specific here because I didn't know that could be taken in different ways. Well, I mean, I just threw it out real or fake. I didn't say what.
We're just discussing trees.
Well, we were, yeah. Yeah, see, I was always a real tree guy, but growing up, we had fake. We had both. The whole needles all over the place. You never know when they're going to pick the tree up and it just sits out there in your yard too long. We went fake tree this year.
Or it gets dry and it catches a fire
that
in your house.
Too. You got to water
that comes into play. Fake trees, you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. Tone says, is the Christmas party open to everyone? Can I bring a date? It is open to everyone. Bringing a date's up to you. That's something that you have
not
to decide.
Not exactly going to look like High Roller Big Timer if you're bringing your date to the ESPN Christmas party day.
Well, nothing says love more than that. If you bring a date to the ESPN 97.5 Christmas party, listener party, nothing says love more than that.
I just think the idea of us saying, no, you can't bring a date is funny. You're welcome, but not your date.
Yeah, Tone, you can come, but if your date does not listen to the Killer Bees, they cannot come.
Have you not ever worked someplace where they said you can go, but you can't bring anybody?
Well,
because I have.
It's a little bit different because it's a listener party, right? Like, we don't know if your date listens. Just lie to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us your
just tell us a little.
And then hope to God at Michael Klein's you win the diamond earrings, but then you have to ask yourself, are you that committed?
You can get some diamond earrings, and then because it's calzone.
Does your mom get the earrings or your date because you don't want to be that committed yet?
I don't think I would ever buy my mom as an adult man earrings.
Okay.
Would you?
I have before.
Really?
My mom, not diamond earrings, but there were times when my mom said that there was, and my mom was always tough to buy for. So if she said there was earrings she really liked,
okay,
then I got her a gift she liked.
All right. Eric the Driver, 713-780-3776, Mailbag Monday. Eric the Driver, when do y'all think the Rockets can start making deep playoff runs?
5 years.
See, I think this is actually depending on what the Rockets do this year. And I think it's in the Rockets' best interest to lose some games. Because if they end up with Victor Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson, I think that the Rockets can start making deep playoff runs like 2 years into their career. You put one of those two players with Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, if you want to put KPJ in the mix, if you want to put Şengün in the mix, I think the Rockets can start making deep playoff runs in the 2 years from now. If they finish in the top two of the NBA draft lottery.
I think 2 years is too soon. But
second year for Scoot, second year for Victor. I think they can make a deep playoff.
I think the other thing you got to factor in is the landscape of the rest of the West, too. If the rest of the West has come down a notch, then maybe. But right now, of the two conferences, most of the better teams are still in the West, to where I think that would factor in as well.
Sure. That obviously comes into play if you're talking about deep playoff runs.
Yeah, so you got the Clippers, you've got the Warriors and where they're going to be.
I think most optimistic case, 2 more years after this when they can start making those deep playoff runs, but Denver, they have to finish with a top two pick. If they don't get a top two pick and they don't hit on a first rounder, I think we're looking more at five.
Oh, completely.
So, like, it depends a lot, in my opinion, on what happens in this year's draft lottery.
Plus, remember how we always say, in terms of the draft lottery and then the draft process, it used to be guaranteed if you had a top five pick, you'd probably get an all-star out of that and a really good player.
Right.
Now, this might be the last draft and one of the first drafts we've seen in a while where you go top two picks and go, those guys both look like they could be franchise players.
Jasper says, what kind of a date doesn't listen? Not very supportive, if you ask me. Jasper forces his wife and his children to listen to ESPN 97.5.
And come to remote.
So Jasper is putting his money where his mouth's at. 8755, y'all have a Hispanic background. I don't think you have a Hispanic background.
My wife.
Your wife, yeah, okay. I guess that is true.
That was really not nice.
But I thought, like, I meant more like family. Your own
she's
family.
My family.
Your own family. Your
dig
own
a deeper
family.
Hole for
in
yourself.
Your blood. You don't have Hispanic in your blood. Y'all have a Hispanic, which I hate that word, by the way. But anyways, y'all have a Hispanic.
She does too.
I can't stand it. Y'all have a Hispanic background. Y'all serve tamales at your home parties. I'm Hispanic, and I believe every Hispanic family serves tamales.
We don't really have home parties. But I believe. I think that on Lisa's side that they do. I don't think that it's like a – I don't know that it's an every holiday thing.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, they definitely do.
We do it every Christmas. We used to do it where my Nana, she used to make them, and they would help her, but she's a little bit too older now. Now we just buy them at Granny's and Umble, which Granny's, Tamales, and Umble, oof, chef's kiss. So I cannot wait until Christmas when I get my hands on some Granny's tamales there in Humble. 713-780-ESPN 5320. Can Arizona win straight up? Actually, it was JC that said that. I hate putting my money behind Kyler Murray. I hate doing it. We flipped on this. Like, I was a Kyler Murray top 10 guy. Yeah. You were like, no way he's a top 10 guy. You still don't think he's a top 10 guy, but you're
tonight.
Willing to bet on Kyler Murray several
tonight?
Times where I'm not.
Yeah. At home tonight with a one or at one point, you're getting 1.5 at home?
He said straight up.
Okay, well, still. I told you before the show, I think they're going to, and I told Brendan, I think the Cardinals will win the game outright.
Okay. I just don't believe. I don't believe.
Speaking of, I don't know why we bet that game on BZ Money, because I'm sitting out of here and I hate that bet, and I must have been a part of making it. I don't know what I was
thinking. You were part of the show.
I must.
You know what I screwed up on BZ Money, by the way? Listening to Blankers over Brendan. I promise that'll be the last time I ever pick Blankers over Brendan.
So you're done patronizing me now?
Yeah. I'm always going to support Brendan. Whenever y'all have a battle and I'm on the fence, I'm siding with Brendan 100 times.
Every day that ends in a Y other than BZ Money, that happens anyway.
I'm saying when I'm on the fence.
Oh, right.
When I'm on the fence. 713-780-ESPN. Damian Pierce. We'll get to him a little bit later. But were you disappointed that the Texans didn't finish the win against the Dallas Cowboys yesterday? It's Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, another word for Dr. Linville and his office and the great work they do with the NeoGraft procedure. If you're not aware of what it is, but you're aware of the fact that you have thinning or balding spots on the top of your head, maybe in the back or your hairline in front, you don't think there's anything you can do about them, you need to investigate the NeoGraft procedure because it's all natural, it's all your own hair, and it can make a massive difference in your appearance on a daily basis. It's not sprays and creams and foams that mask the problem. It's actually your own hair taken for where you have it and will always have it, like the sides and the back, and moving it where you need it most, like the areas that I mentioned. And they do it in such a way in which the process is very easy. It's very, for me, it was painless. It's quick. And the fact is, you're going to see the results for a long period of time. As an ESPN listener, you get a free consultation with Doc Linville and his staff that costs everybody else $150. Just go to 975hair.com. Book the appointment. Talk to the people. Ask the questions. It costs you nothing, but see if the process is right for you. For those of us that have gone through with it and have done it and speak for them, you cannot believe how happy we are that we got our hair back. And it makes a big difference, as I said, on a daily basis with your appearance and your self-confidence. Check them out today. Tell them I sent you by. I think Doc Linville and his staff are the best in the business at doing the NeoGraft, and it's here in Houston, Texas. So it's convenient, and they're going to do you right when you do this procedure. It's the NeoGraft procedure. ESPN is the way to go through and get your free consultation. Just go to 975hair.com.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Sean Murphy just got traded to the Braves.
Ouch.
I'm rooting for the Mets not to be the best team in the NL East, by the way, even if it means the Braves beat them. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good get.
I just want everybody to beat the hell out of each other on the National League side.
Yeah, so. Good get, though. Best catcher on the market. Maybe that means Vasquez.
One catcher available for your Astros.
We'll head to the Astros. We'll see. 713-780-ESPN, our HRMP listener line. Charles is late to our Mailbag Monday. We always do our Mailbag Monday at 2. We break around 2:13. And Charles called during the break, and Brendan's thinking about letting him ask us a question. Should we allow Charles to ask us a question despite being late?
He just
missed
the
buzzer, Monday.
And it's a good question, so I think we got to let it through.
Jeremy, I don't know how I feel about this.
Before I even let you know my opinion, I have to remind you that you don't make any decisions on this show. Geppetto does.
True.
As puppets, we just go along with what the guy pulling the strings says, so therefore you just do what he says.
To be clear here, if you guys said no, I still could put him on the radio.
Right. We don't have to address it.
And then we can just sit there and go talk to each other and say, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what this noise is in our ear, but who cares?
Let's see how that goes. Just put him on the radio. We refuse to address Charles. But you're right. It was a great point by Blankers, and Brendan says that we should get him on. So as Brendan says, we do. So let's go out to the HRMP listener line and get to the always late Charles. Charles, what's your question for the Killer Bees?
Hey, quick question, boss. So I'm a younger fan of, I'm in the market of buying a Houston Aeros jersey.
Okay.
I'm so young, I do not know what player to put on the back of the jersey.
I'm
talking about what player, like, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I can't.
Gordie Howe. Gave you the answer. There is no other answer. Yeah, there's no other answer, Charles. Like, I appreciate you asking the expertise of the Killer Bees, because there's quite frankly not another answer. If you're buying a Houston Aeros jersey,
is that the only Aeros number ever retired?
I have no idea. But Gordie Howe could arguably the greatest hockey player ever.
Yeah.
Arguably. Some people would say Gretzky.
Someone's about to, the great Ovechkin is about to become the all-time scoring leader. Yeah. He's about to get, I think, 800 in his career.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, he's four away, I believe.
But to Charles' question, there is no other answer.
Yeah.
There's no other answer. You're getting the jersey of Gordie Howe. You know, I'm a little bit offended, too.
I honestly assumed he stumped you.
I'm a little offended here. Brendan, before you walked in, Blank, he said that Charles has a really good question. I think we should put him on the air. As we know, what Brendan says, we do. We're just the puppets to his master plan. He said, I don't think you guys are going to have an answer for this. I think he's going to stump you guys.
If he did it, if you guys,
please.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Nate, could you, this is a genuine question.
You just lost all privileges.
Could you name another player for them?
That's not the question, Brendan.
No,
you're moving
question.
The goalpost.
I'm just curious for my, it's my own curiosity.
I could not name you another Houston Aero. No, I couldn't.
So
that's
just
what makes the answer
out
so easy.
You had
though.
One good answer.
It's not one good answer. It's the only answer.
Obviously, it's an easy answer. I didn't know he played for them. So,
yeah.
I mean, you beat me there.
Yeah, he's going to stump the Killer Bees.
I knew you couldn't have had many answers for that question.
He's going to stump you guys. I thought he was going to stump y'all. I'm not sure you guys are going to have an answer.
You know what? We used to work in the same building. I'd have to think about that a little bit, but I think that I could name a couple more.
Could you?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Dave Tippett, who went on after, I think he played for the Aeros, then he coached the Aeros, and then he actually coached the Dallas Stars, and he coached a couple other stops in the NHL.
Huh.
So I think that's one of them.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN. Since we allowed Charles' question, we have to allow BQ's question on the text line. I'm still in a survivor, and there's only 9 people left out of 2,450. Do I split or keep playing? I still have Vikings, Miami, and San Francisco left. If you're being offered a chop with 9 people left of over 2,400 people, I'm entertaining the idea of the chop. If you're being offered a chop, I would take the chop. I'm a believer in chops when it gets down to the final table of over 2,400 people. So that's just my expertise there, BQ.
I think I just go with what Branham said.
Yeah, I think it's a good way. That's a good motto that you should live
your
life by.
Not all the time, but in this time I will.
It's a good motto to live the life by. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN asking you the question. Were you disappointed that the Texans didn't finish the win against the Cowboys? They had the 3-point lead, 3.5 left to play. They went for it, didn't kick the field goal. Dallas scores the 95-yard drive. Texans throw a Hail Mary into the end zone. It gets picked off. Watching that game yesterday, 713-780-3776, were you disappointed the Texans did not finish off the win?
I was, because it's the Cowboys, because I've embraced the suck. I've gotten you all to get on board with embrace the suck. I believe in embracing the suck, but I also believe it's different when you play the Cowboys. And I heard Michael Irvin this morning on First Take just crap all over the city of Houston again and talk about it's different, and that's why this game was so close, and make excuses for his Cowboys, and in the process, backhandedly slap Houston again, saying Dallas owned Houston. And just kept on talking. And I'm just like, this is the reason why it does mean something more when you beat the Cowboys. This is the reason why you wanted them to win that game yesterday. Because they weren't supposed to be in the same zip code, let alone on the same scoreboard in the fourth quarter. And Vegas told you that. But yet you had the lead. And you were in the driver's seat. And so for a multitude of reasons, starting with all of that, I would have liked to seen them finish the deal.
I was I never really was pulling for the Texans. Whenever they did not get that fourth down conversion, I was like, cool, maybe the Cowboys can drive down the field here and win. When they eventually did score the touchdown, I was like, okay, that's fine. We all know that I'm rooting for just complete and utter failure when it comes to the Houston Texans, because I do want to see a change with the coaching staff. And I believe if you get a lot of these games where maybe the Texans win against the Cowboys, if you see a lot of close, tight games, one possession games, I think the likelihood of this coaching staff, at least Lovie Smith, I don't think Pep Hamilton's back under any circumstance, any possibilities that are out there. I think Lovie Smith could be back, though. I still think that there's a shot that Lovie could be back. Now, of our show, I think it's the least percentage of the three of us. Maybe you are now even with me, but Brendan last week said, 70% chance is Lovie's back. If it's 50-50, the best way to assure that he's going to be gone is just complete utter failure. So I'm not rooting for the Texans to have any sort of success. That said, the one caveat is I was sitting there watching the game saying, man, it would sure be funny if the Dallas Cowboys lost to the one win in Houston, Texas.
I think that obviously there's no bragging rights when the game was as close as it was for Cowboys fans. On the flip side, if you only got 2 wins and one of them comes against your interstate rivalry with the Dallas, if you want to call it a rival, because we always talk about that, but the other NFL team in Texas and Dallas, and they're supposed to be a playoff team with Super Bowl aspirations, and you get a win over them, the bragging rights on the flip side, if the Texans had won that game, would have been crazy. They'd have been nuts. They'd have been talking crap all over the place, because we know how many Cowboys fans there are in this city. They would have never let the Cowboys fans forget about that for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't even care about the win total for the Texans. It's more just like hanging another loss to the Cowboys with the Houston Texans being on the receiving end of handing the Cowboys a beating, especially in Arlington. Like, it being in Arlington would make it a little bit sweeter as well. I think that would have been a lot of fun. 713-780-ESPN. Were you disappointed they didn't finish the win against the Cowboys yesterday? 713-780-3776. I think the way that it ended, too, like, you can kind of – it's a little different now, because we were talking about this last week, and when the Texans are looking at a 17.5-point number as the underdog, it's hard to really take the conversation seriously. But when the Texans had a play from the 3-yard line on a fourth and goal that would have taken you up 2 possessions with 3.5 to play, chance to win the game, you get a stop on the Cowboys' final drive, a chance to win the game, no one saw that coming. No one really saw that the Houston Texans were going to be a play away, a stop away from beating the Cowboys in Arlington. So I think it changes the conversation a bit than the conversation we were having last week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was recording the game, and we were in a shop near the house with the family, and there was a lady all decked out in Cowboys gear, and she said to her mom, I'm going to text mom at home or someone at home, I want to see how bad we're beating the Texans. And all of a sudden, she just let out a gasp and was like, oh, my God, they're losing. And I looked at Lisa and I go, we should probably get home. I didn't expect to have to go through this whole game, but I definitely want to see where we're at right now and see how this thing plays out because I was shocked. But that's part of when they say that, you know, when you got rivalry games, sometimes the records don't matter. This is the perfect example because no one gave the Texans a chance. We didn't give them a chance. Mm-hmm. Vegas didn't give them a chance, and they had a chance.
713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Best offensive player for the Houston Texans, Damian Pierce. Should he be shut down the rest of the year? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we get to the break, I want to tell you about our good friends again, Vivia. Because if you go to govivia.com, they're going to take care of anything that you got going on where you need to take the trash out, get rid of the garbage, get rid of the waste. You might be doing renovations around the house. You might be doing some spring cleaning in the wintertime and getting stuff out of the garage and the attic. You might have some people doing some work at the house, and you thought about getting that work done the right way, but you really didn't think about how to get rid of the trash, and you don't have to even get your hands dirty. All you need to do is govivia.com. Get in touch with them. They'll take care of the rest. They have rollaway dumpsters, and they are perfect for you because they look good in the driveway. They can drop them off in the morning. They can pick them up at night, and you don't have to get your hands dirty at all. All you need to do is schedule. Tell them when you want the dumpster dropped off. Tell them when you want it picked up, and then just watch as everything is taken care of right before your eyes. 10-yard and 15-yard rollaway dumpsters, small enough to fit comfortably in that driveway, attractive enough to keep the HOA away, and the ugly dumpster, it won't ruin your home's curb appeal because they're good-looking dumpsters. They're not going to be anything that's an eyesore in your neighborhood. And again, like I said, as long as you schedule, you can make sure they're dropped off in the morning, picked up when you need them taken away, and you don't have to do a thing. Project managers, you need to pay attention and do the same thing. There's a reason why Texas Custom Patios trust Vivia with their waste needs for their projects because they do it right the first time, and they do it right every time when you have a garbage need. We use them for our ESPN golf tournament. Couldn't be happier. Again, the website, govivia.com, or call them 832-699-1555.
Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Last week we created the new term, Fit Foul.
Oh, yeah.
Is Brendan committing a fit foul today? He's wearing a Detroit Lions jersey. It's a gray Lions. He's wearing a Detroit Lions hat. It's a gray hat. Is there any blue on the hat? I can't tell.
No.
It doesn't look like it's just. There's a little bit of blue.
You're just showing it to him. Brendan, tell him.
You have the capability of turning on your microphone.
Oh, on the side.
Oh, there is a little bit on the side.
Yeah, now so I see it on the side.
Mostly gray, a little bit of blue on the right side of the hat. And then he's wearing an Oakland hoodie. It's like a dark gray hoodie. Oakland Grizzlies hoodie. It's important to note that it's the university in Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's where Brendan went to school.
You got to understand a couple things.
Okay.
I own three hoodies. It is 7 degrees in here right now.
It is cold.
I didn't look. That's not a real number.
What are you, Jake?
I've made up. Joel, I'm actually shivering.
It is very cold.
I recommended you get coffee, but you know, Jake is our resident bitch about everything, especially starting with the studio temperature.
I'm just saying. I don't have much choices. I own an Oakland hat. I don't love it, so I don't really wear it very often. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to wear a hat, I don't really have a hoodie that matches this hat.
Is Brendan committing a fit foul? 713-780-3776.
What are the...
I don't think he is.
I don't either because...
I don't think he is.
Because there's not a lot of color going on here.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Oakland University sweatshirt was more colorful... And clashed with the blue and the gray. But he's wearing neutral colors.
I don't think so.
It's kind of a neutral sweatshirt. It's a neutral hat. It just has a little blue on it. Yeah. And then there's a little, is that gold on the lettering of Oakland?
It looks like a little gold,
I think gold in terms trim. Of the color schemes, he's not committing it.
No.
I think in terms of the team mixtures, it could be brought up that he is committed to foul.
Do we need a daily fit check for me?
Because we might.
I think I'm going to have more. I think I have an above 50% rate of fit fouls.
It's probably
true.
Today is not a fit foul, though, and we probably will update this on a semi-daily
basis.
Yeah,
I don't think right now he is violent. I think after further review, the play stands as called.
I'm 1-1 right
fine.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're good. No fit foul today on a Monday, which is outstanding. Great way to start the week.
For those of you taking notes for the holidays, by the way, the hint was firmly dropped. Brendan needs hoodies. If you have, if you're a grown man with only three hoodies, something's wrong with you.
I'm trying to think how many I have in circulation.
I just folded mine this weekend, and I've got at least 14.
I mean, I pretty much exclusively wear them in this studio.
I'm probably closer to 5 than 14.
Now, I got about 14 or 15 hoodies.
I have a lot that are outdated that I just don't wear. Like five
That's
of them
a pullover
I probably
sweatshirt.
Wear.
Now, the zip-up hoodie's different. I got a lot of those, too.
Let's go to Brendan being within the confines of a fit foul. No fit foul committed today to the Killer Bees giving you some meat. Just join us as we celebrate Christmas a little early with ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Season of Giving. We're kicking off this holiday season by giving a little extra back to our awesome listeners. Today, we're giving away $40 gift cards to RC Ranch Texas Craft Meats. I can attest for RC Ranch Texas Craft Meats. They are fantastic. RC Ranch is a Texas-raised Wagyu ranch from Bailey's Prairie, family-owned and operated. Caller number 12 to 713-780-3776 wins a $40 gift card to RC Ranch, where you can find great Christmas giving ideas and order for a limited time bacon-wrapped Wagyu meatloaf, Wagyu Chuck Ice Steak, and the Wagyu Denver Steak. Tune in all December long for our Season of Giving and head to ESPN975.com/season for more info on how you can get involved. All right, Blankers, yesterday, you've been on this for a while, that the Texans need to have a pitch count for Damian Pierce. We know that the Texans aren't going anywhere, and they aren't going anywhere fast with this year's team. They're 1-11-1 through 13 games that they've played this season. Pierce yesterday had to leave the game with an ankle injury. What are we looking at with Damian Pierce the rest of the way? Should he be shut down now with the latest injury concern to the Houston Texans?
Absolutely. Before, you had nothing to base your fear, as Brendan would call it, of what could possibly happen, and you should probably have a different, it's fair to have a different outlook than I had at the time, and I think you were on board with. But at this point, now that there's tangible evidence that this could be damaging to him for the, you know, and hopefully not for the rest of his career, thankfully it was not anything that looked to be anything near serious. But when you see that and you know where they are at the in terms of the season and the record, you don't need to see the same thing you're doing, whether you're doing it intentionally or not, at least what you tell the media with Stingley. Pierce is next on that list. Sit him down, put him on ice, make sure there's nothing that, you know, this is Joe Burrow getting absolutely annihilated by a team that wasn't going to the playoffs and needing reconstructive knee surgery when you didn't need to have him out there that much. You don't need Damian Pierce out there anymore. You know exactly what he can do. Thanks, tip of the cap. Great job. We know we're going to be back next year, so you're not going to be getting the ball anymore.
I think where the Texans are right now in the NFL is a big reason why, too. We know that the running back position specifically is a position where, like, there's only a certain amount that your body can take. There's a reason that running backs, one, don't get drafted the first round. There's a reason that running backs a lot of teams don't want to give big money to, that they don't get their second contract. And we know that once a player gets closer and closer to his 30s, that they start to, it's not even the 30s anymore, I would say it's like 27, 28 for a running back, they start to go downhill rather fast. And I think a reason why you see that is because they take punishment. It's hard to be a running back in the NFL. You're getting in a bunch of car collisions pretty much every single time that you tote the rock. Knowing the Texans aren't going to be, like, they're probably going to finish with the worst record in the NFL. They're coming a day closer to reality, game closer to reality, to that each and every passing game. We know what Damian Pierce is, too. Like, it's not Kenyon Green where you need tons of development from Kenyon Green. You want Kenyon Green to get a lot of snaps, a lot of experience. If you still thought the same thing about Davis Mills, you want Mills to get a lot of snaps, a lot of experience. Jalen Petrie, you want to give him snaps at the free safety position. You even want to see Derek Stingley probably play a little bit more man to man, for the rest of the season. Damian Pierce, where he's at in his rookie year, you already know what Damian Pierce you're getting going into his sophomore season. So there's not any more intel that you need from Pierce. There's not any more information that you need on Damian Pierce. The worst thing that you can do is you hurt your best running back and your best offensive player going into the following year. There's no benefit to playing Damian Pierce, in my opinion. You're not really trying to win games. You're running a Driscoll cat half of the plays anyway, so you're not really collecting information for 2023. There's nothing you're trying to do. Why not get Eno Benjamin 25 carries, Dare 25 carries, to see like who your second running back or your third running back will be, or even if Eno deserves a roster spot, even to see if Dare owns a roster spot or deserves a roster spot for your team next year. There's no sense of playing Pierce. I'm looking at these final few games for the Houston Texans where all I'm trying to do is collect information on the 2023 team. So as I'm collecting information from the running backs, will Eno be on this team? Will Dare be on this team? I know what I need to know about Damian Pierce.
Yeah, look, I mean, maybe they did you a favor because now you've got a nicked up injury that you can put him on the injured list and you can now do what you should have already done. But you probably should have, you should be sitting back saying, we dodged a bullet, because that could have been worse. And that's exactly what we were talking about in the reasons why, once you saw how good he could be, you don't need to push him too far. Because Ogunbowale is a guy that has been all around the league. But if he could be a younger, stronger version of Rex Burkhead for next year, fantastic. I mean, you went and got Benjamin, who showed promise with the Cardinals. Well, see how much promise he's got. Don't put him in no-win situations in the second half of that game, but give him some meaningful carries to see, once he gets warmed up and he gets into the flow of the game, what he could do.
Yeah. Dead Name on Twitch says, kill Burkhead, sit Pierce. I don't know if I'd go that far with Sexy Rexy. I like Sexy Rexy. I don't want Sexy Rexy to get killed. That ankle injury yesterday, maybe it does shut down Damian Pierce the rest of the way for the Texans. People are sending us in there how many hoodies they own. 5535, I'm selfish. I have him as Offensive Rookie of the Year. I need them to play him more, make my money. Here's the thing. Like, I can understand 5535 selfishly thinking about his money before the best interest of Damian Pierce and the Houston Texans. I can understand that. I can relate to that. But we're not going to pick your money, 5535, over the best interest of the Houston Texans and Damian Pierce. Now, if Branham had a Damian Pierce rookie ticket, we might be thinking differently. But 5535, you don't get that status.
No, you don't. You don't. That's fine. I mean, your tickets mean more than everybody. We know that.
Well, do you have any of those tickets?
Not anymore.
I care about your tickets, too. If well, you had a Damian Pierce ticket, I'd be rooting you back for you in. To win.
I mean, I root for you to win, yes. But, I mean, you patronize
I just
more
do
than
it for
else.
Jokes. I'm not, I wouldn't root against
I
you.
I want you guys to be financially successful in everything that you do. I want Brendan to have more hoodies.
Yeah.
I'm already contemplating what I could possibly do to help him out.
3153, you have to consider that a lot of these players are playing for incentive contracts. If you sit down the running back, he may not meet the incentive that he was aiming for, especially being a lower draft pick.
I don't think
he's ain't got no rookie contract with incentives in their contract.
Nope.
The only thing that rookies like have a sliding scale on is how much money is guaranteed up front. There isn't a rookie in the league that has incentives in their contract. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line real quick. Q, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Q?
Well, y'all just read my text message. I wasn't getting through it first, but I didn't know that rookies don't have incentive contracts. I thought it's like a base contract and $100,000 for workout, such and such money for reaping so many rushing yards, receiving yards, passing things like that.
No, not in the NFL. You're not going to see those incentives with rookie contracts, Q. Now, you might see some of those contracts with, like, players who sign deals. Like, if you have – let's just assume that, you know, Damian Pierce was a free agent. He's not, but let's assume Damian Pierce is a free agent. He could get those escalators and those bonuses in his deal, incentive-laden deals, but you don't see that with rookies around the NFL. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Probably not going to see it for running backs anymore until teams actually decide to actually just give them big contracts.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't really see much incentives in the NFL, period. Mm-hmm. Like, you see a lot in baseball, you know, vesting options, 130 innings, 30 home runs, things like
All-star
that.
All-star games, yeah. Batting titles, Cy Youngs.
A lot of it might be, too, because, you know, NFL contracts really aren't always 100% guaranteed. All right, one thing watching the Texans game yesterday that I would really like to see for the Houston Texans going forward. And also, look, this is the season to get jolly. We have some Merry Christmas stuff we want to get to. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We'll talk about the one underrated thing I took away from yesterday's game and how it relates to the Texans in a moment. But let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Let's get Mike in here. Mike wants to talk about Damian Pierce. Mike, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Maybe I'm late to the conversation, but was it knowledge to the coach already that Pierce was hurt during that drive where we're 5 yards out of the end zone?
Lovey said,
I don't know why he didn't play them.
He was already hurt.
Lovey said in his press conference that Pierce was not available in that situation.
Yeah, because listening to the broadcast on the radio, they were just saying, well, if you're not hurt, if you're not hurt. So beyond that, I guess my question is, with him, why not get him as many snaps as possible? Get him, I guess, with a better team to be played, get him out there and get him to see better players. I mean, I know that he's going to be, in my opinion, he's our best asset going forward on offense. I don't know of anyone else that even has a shining light on offense for the Texans. If you can just throw some light on that, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. I do believe that Dameon Pierce is the best offensive player on this team. I thought it since like week four. Now it could change. Like if you draft Bryce Young first overall next year, Bryce Young's now your best offensive player. If you go Quentin Johnston at number 12, Quentin Johnston's probably at least top three offensive players. I struggle to say that he's immediately going to be better than Dameon Pierce, but that's the reason why we don't want Pierce to take the abuse. Like, I don't think that Pierce can develop much more from where he's at right now the rest of the way. I'd rather go, like, and I understand that there's trade-off there. Maybe you do lose a little bit of development by not playing him for the next few games, but I'll take that trade-off by making sure I have a healthy Dameon Pierce going into next year.
Because you think about it, what is he playing for? You're not playing to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're not playing to win games, as we've said, if you truly are embracing the suck. You're not playing to prove that you can play in this league because you've already done that more than enough times. So, essentially, all you're playing for is the opportunity to be less than the player you are now when it actually means something again next season when you start at 0-0 and the regular season and the lights go on and you want a really good running back in your backfield.
I think there is something in the four games, though. Like, I don't think it's a complete zero. Like, if he played the next four games or any of the next four games, I do believe that there is development to be had there. I think it's marginal. I don't think it's a substantial amount. But I do think you can develop and mature, especially for a rookie, by playing in the most amount of games you can, the most amount of snaps that you can. But again, I wouldn't trade off that development for guaranteeing the health.
Right, because of the fact that you're probably going to be playing with a different quarterback. You're probably going to be playing with a different offensive line. So a lot of the variables that he would be playing with now while you continue to do whatever else you think he could do between now and the end of the regular season, and those are all going to change between now and the start of next season anyway. Mm-hmm. And when he had a less than stellar, maybe not as cohesive as it could have been offensive line, and really bad quarterback play, he was really good.
That's a good point, too, is like the coaching staff. Like, so if you're developing in this, you know, Pep Hamilton system for the final few games of this season, is that really the development?
Right.
Whenever next year you're playing in Ben Johnson's system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, you know, something that you have to keep in mind. If you're
not doing it to both of them.
I love the idea of Ben Johnson with the Houston Texans.
I don't want Ben Johnson to go anywhere, but I think he probably will. If especially the Lions keep winning.
Yeah.
If it's going to happen.
The way they played yesterday as an offense, he's going to be at the top of just about everybody that needs a coach's list.
If it's going to happen, I hope it's here because I think he's really good. I think he's a really good offensive mind.
Where did he come from?
Ben Johnson, by the way, the OC of Detroit. I don't want to tell you where he came from because I think you might get turned off of Ben Johnson.
Well, you can't get turned off with what he's done in the NFL.
I think there's a name I can mention that would turn you
Bill
off.
Bill O'Brien?
He's under the Adam Gase coaching tree.
Oh, boy.
In Miami, right?
I think, yeah, in Miami. Yeah.
It's worth noting he was hired in Detroit as a tight ends coach. So, like, to say he's part of the Adam Gase tree is maybe a little unfair.
He's probably even closer to the, I'm blanking on, Dan Campbell coaching tree.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Dan Campbell retained him whenever Dan Campbell became the interim. And then I think he got retained by Adam Gase. And then when Campbell got the Detroit job, he took him away.
Are there two less trusting faces in the NFL history than Adam Gase and Nick Caserio?
You don't believe Nick Caserio's face?
Nick Caserio looks like he just robbed a bank and said, I was at home watching TV. Nick Caserio's eyes alone, both those guys' eyes look like they could be convicted of a crime they never committed.
Caserio, this is a wild take.
I see it.
It's true, though.
Specifically, though, Caserio doesn't look like the guy who actually is doing the bank robbery.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy planning.
The mastermind.
Yeah, the mastermind.
Yeah.
I could see more times than not when he was brought in as an extra in a lineup of guys that robbed a bank, they just look at his face and his eyes and go, oh, he did it. He was one of them. That guy right there, the guy with the eyes that are going different directions, are like a bobble going back and forth. That, he did it. Yep. Yeah.
Like Caserio's 11.
I see.
The mastermind of some plot. He's trying to get the starting 11 right, right?
See, I don't think a lot of people realize how they got the name Ocean's 11.
I have no idea. Is it Billy Ocean? Okay. It sounds like you want to flex your knowledge a little bit.
Ocean's
go ahead.
13, they're going to want to rob the Caribbean Queen.
How did they get it?
You have to watch the movies. It's fine.
I have seen the movies.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I feel like you're just withholding knowledge here, withholding information. This should be a party foul. Anyways, one takeaway that I had from the game yesterday.
We got fashion fouls, we got party fouls, whatever you need.
Fit fouls.
Oh, my bad.
I want a Tony Pollard with the Houston Texans. The running back room for the Houston Texans.
Not the Tony Pollard.
I don't want the Tony Pollard because I think he's going to be too expensive. But to have like that change of pace, third down running back, can be a huge weapon in the passing game. I think that would be the perfect complement to Damian Pierce. Like Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard has been a huge weapon for the Cowboys, even though Ezekiel Elliott is nowhere near the running back that he used to be. You find a Tony Pollard type, who was a fourth rounder, by the way, much like Damian Pierce. You get that type of running back to pair with Damian Pierce, I think it would do any NFL offense wonders, especially a Ben Johnson offense.
You know, thunder and lightning, there's different ways that you categorize it, but if you could get like three running backs and all of them have a real specialty, obviously your bell cow that's going to do a majority of the things is going to be a Pierce. You get one guy that could be your more modernized Rex Burkhead out of the backfield that can catch the football really well. You get a guy that maybe can either be more thunderous or be really super quick and be a guy out of the backfield that also can be used in motion and all over the place, but you're a better football team. Mm-hmm. So if you could just get younger and better with the other two running backs that you put in the same running back room with Pierce, then you're a better football team, and that's what they're striving for with everything that they're doing between now and the start of next season. So, yeah, for sure. And it doesn't matter where you get them because the running backs, as the league has transitioned more, you don't have to have high draft picks to get a good running back. Find a couple. They're out there.
I've seen a lot of people say they want, like, Bijan Robinson.
He's not
like maybe he's there at 32. I doubt it. I don't really think so. That Robinson's going to be a first-rounder. But even if he's there at number 32 where it seems like tremendous value, I'm out on that.
You can find more running backs. You can find them in the fourth and fifth rounds, and there's too many teams out there that have shown you that they can find running backs. You look at Pacheco with the Chiefs. You look at Aaron Jones with the Packers, who was a fourth or fifth rounder. Williams, who was with him, was now with Detroit, was a fifth or sixth rounder. They're all over the place to where you have bigger needs, even just at receiver or tight end, than you do to go out and use a draft pick that high to get a running back.
If they waste the value of finding Damian Pierce in the fourth by drafting a running back in the first, I will lose it.
What if it's 32? The first pick of the second?
Unacceptable.
Would you still lose it?
Absolutely.
I would too. I'm with you on that.
If they didn't have Pierce, I could hear it out a little bit more.
That's the second thing too, is like the type of running back that you're looking to get. Like if you're looking to get to a Tony Pollard type, a third down running back type, a scat running back type, a dude that can help you out of the backfield running back type, like in the passing game, then that's not really the demand of a primary running back. Like, you're not in the market for like a RB1. You're not in the market for the top running back. You're in the market for a Tony Pollard. You're in the market for a Darren Sproles. And you can find those guys in the fourth round, and I think it'd be the perfect backfield for what the Houston Texans are trying to build.
So, you know what? I want to go back just a half step because I don't – sometimes I don't trust you enough to worry that you're trying to – can I finish?
No.
That I think you're trying to sell me out. So on the Ocean's 11, I thought I knew the answer, but I didn't want to say it and then be wrong. But I was correct in the fact that Danny Ocean and his team of 11 – that's how Ocean's 11.
Okay. Who was Danny Ocean?
That was Clooney's character.
I understand that, but it was like based on a real-life character?
Well, I'm just saying that's how the name developed. So when you did that in a different way, that's where I got Ocean – like you use the.
I just put Danny Ocean in Twitter real quick, or Twitter, on Google, and it says that Danny Ocean is Daniel Alejandro Morales Reyes, known by his stage name. Danny Ocean is a Venezuelan singer-songwriter and record producer born in Caracas, Venezuela.
The leader of the entire pack, Danny Ocean, and initially his 11 team.
It's a fictional character, right? We're not talking about a real Danny Ocean.
I didn't delve that deep into the...
What in the world is happening?
I just know that that's how the name of the movie, and it's a remake that's from Sinatra in the 60s, but I know that that's how the name Ocean's 11.
Will Danny Ocean make the wheelhouse today?
No, football.
Will Damian Pierce make the wheelhouse today? What's coming up on the wheelhouse?
Football.
All right. Thanks to Brennan for doing all the hard work. It's great to see him working a full-time shift this week. It's great to see him not committing fit fouls. That's outstanding. He's Blank on Brannon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. The wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.